the Rock Station T95. Got some special guests in the studios. They were here a few months ago, right, fellas? Is that right?
Sir.
Yeah, here a few months ago, but we had to kind of expedite the process and get them in. But now I'm spending some real time with the Sons of Texas in the studio. What's up, fellas?
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
I'm fantastic. You guys been on the road now for, God, how long have you been on the road now?
It's been about 2 weeks on the road.
Okay. With this tour, but I mean, you also did the one before when you were coming through too, right?
Yeah, actually, this is our fourth headline run that we've had in the last year, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're
busy.
You
guys are big timing, man.
trying to.
Trying to keep it alive, baby.
Right. Well, you guys have been on kind of an incredible journey. You know, we were talking the last time you were here. This is now two full-length records and an EP. Resurgence just came out in November, right?
Yes.
November, yeah.
It's been on repeat for me.
Thank you.
it's super aggressive. It's super awesome. And I don't know, it's nice to hear a return from you guys, because there was such a long period of time where we didn't hear anything from you.
Yeah. We were stagnant for a little while, man. I'm not going to lie. We split ways with our former label, and for a little while we were kind of stagnant a little bit.
Right.
But I think it was all, it kind of figured itself out, man. I at the time, my wife was finishing off nursing school.
Okay.
So I had to play like, you know, full-time dad for a little while. So it kind of worked out.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, man, I mean, starting last year, we kind of picked it back up and said, hey, man, we got to keep this train rolling, you know?
Feel good to be back out on the road playing music?
It feels great, man.
Yeah.
Not so much in the wintertime, but...
we were talking earlier, you guys were up in Green Bay last week, right?
Yes, yeah.
It was like 6 degrees up there, and it was just like, oh my God.
Man, we were loading out after the show, and it was insane. I just... It hurt, man. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm.
Just, you know, we come from deep South Texas, so it's
right.
like, man.
Well, at least we're keeping it like 50s and 60s right now, so it's at least moderately comfortable for you.
It is beautiful right now. It is beautiful, man.
So back in Wichita again right now, and you guys had a great show last time. Tell me about the environment from that, and are you hoping for more or less the same thing this time?
It was a good time, dude. Like I was telling you earlier, man, the Elbow Room, really, really cool time. It's a, you know, a smaller place, but very, very intimate, very in your face. And I loved it, man.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's the same thing. Just the setup, the tables, the couches, the chairs, everything's really cool. Like after we're done with the set, we get to mingle a little bit and hang out with the fans. And
yeah.
it's a great place to do that.
And you guys have played on all sizes of stages, you
yeah.
know, where you've had, you know, the pit in front of you and the barriers and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Do you enjoy the shows where the people are right up on you more? Or do you kind of like that space?
I think most bands would agree we like the fans kind of on the stage, you
okay.
know, with their hands there. Sometimes they feel the sweat when we headbang, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever there's that barrier, you kind of feel like you're like under a microscope, and it's not as, you know, we don't get that visceral feeling of just, you know, going down, throwing down and going at it. You know, it's a lot different when you have people right in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, singing the lyrics, and you can put the mics to their face, and you know, it's just
yeah.
that's the kind of band
so
that we are.
So much more interaction,
yeah.
man, that goes on. You know what I mean? But I mean, hell, you know, put us on a big stage, we'll do it, man. But we'd much rather be in a very intimate setting,
right
man.
Up in it, you know,
yeah.
right up there with mm-hmm. the people. Yeah, the last time I saw you, I think was Rocklahoma. You guys were, you were getting ready for that second record, I think, maybe 5 years ago,
yeah,
something
that
like that.
Yeah,
that was in the very beginning.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it flooded that year too.
It
if
did.
I remember
it did.
That
like
was
knee high in mud.
Wasn't that called Mudlahoma?
Mudlahoma, Floodlahoma, like you name it, man. Like it was a wild time. But that was the first time I got to meet you guys, and I had been listening to that first record for, God, I don't know how long it had been out at that point, but I was a big fan then. And then I was so glad to hear you guys were coming back and doing this. And I you know, obviously your fans are too, because you're coming out to these shows and people are showing up. They remember
yes.
everything that you've done before.
Yeah.
Your name's stuck, man.
It's really crazy, man, because now that we've been doing this headlining runs, like we really get to see, you know, who's our true audience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, there is a couple places that are kind of hit and miss, you know what I mean? But for the most part, like we're seeing the audience grow,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And it's a trip, man. It's a trip that, you know, people will travel, you know, you get some peeps that are like, hey, man, like this is the closest that you guys were going to be. And it was like a 3-4 hour drive, you know, and it's just like, oh, it's
yeah.
it trips me out, man. But I, you know, we're deeply, deeply grateful,
yeah.
man.
Well, and you got the new EP out, and it's, I don't want to say it's different from everything you've done before, but it does have a little bit of a different touch to it. I don't know. What kind of approach did you go to when you wrote this EP?
What do you think it sounds like, though?
I mean, I think it sounds, it's right in the pocket for you guys. It sounds considerably more aggressive, though. Like, it sounds like a, it sounds like a throat punch at times, honestly, but a good throat punch.
I mean, totally, man. I mean, we had been stagnant for a little while.
Right.
And I think it just kind of, it was like a, just like this, this pent up aggression, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But as well, we also, you know, it was kind of liberating in the sense that we didn't have really like a producer or a label, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
so it was kind of like, it was like a empty canvas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it was, I loved it, man. It was, it was great.
And you
working
guys
in San Antonio.
Yeah. With Chris Mora.
A guy named Chris Mora. I don't know if you ever heard of Upon a Burning Body.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
So he does all their records.
Fantastic.
Down in San Antonio. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Man, you guys are in good company with that one too.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Now, Mark, you're in good company too. You were just on Mark Morton's record too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I like bringing that up. I think we posted the video the day it came out too.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. When was that? We put that out in January, I believe. Yeah. We were still in England.
Yeah.
When it came out. Yeah, man. And that in itself is a trip, dude. You know, it's like I'm singing for one of my idols, and it doesn't make sense to me, man. But
yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either.
Hey, man. Hey, it's mind-boggling, bro. Even to me, man. I just it trips me out. But I mean, dude, honestly, man, I've gotten to meet so many cool people, you know, including Mark and the Lamb of God camp. But you know, just it's opened a lot of doors, man. You know, a lot of opportunities are coming about because of it, and you know, I much love to Mark Morton, man.